I know that we have recently started a new fiscal year, budget's been passed. Research dollars, once again, in there, very important part of the Georgia Cotton Commission.
I think research is probably the one thing that has gotten us to this point and will help us in the future more than anything else we do. So the dollars that we put into, the commission puts into research is a high priority because of all the benefits that come. Some of them are long-term benefits that you don't see immediate return on, but still very, very important.
And obviously a day like this, you do see the benefits. That's what this is all about, trying to see and understand everything that's going on with your research dollars.
Well, I think several things stood out to me. One was that it is long-term and that it takes time. It takes a lot of, and we're fortunate in Georgia, we got a tremendous group of researchers for cotton and peanuts, and we're just really blessed in that area. And they do a great job for us, and it's a long, research is long-term. Some of it works out really good and pays off, and some doesn't. But at the same time, it's necessary, and it's a lot of hard work for these by these guys. We heard one speaker talking about stink bug research, and he said he thinks he cut up 450,000 bowls of cotton and walked 150 miles just on stink bug research. So it's high intensity labor, but in the end, the cotton grower benefits from it.
Absolutely, that's what I was going to say. All this work ultimately going for the ultimate result being the cotton grower.
That's exactly right. And I guess the one regret I have is that not all growers have the opportunity or take advantage of the opportunity to be exposed to this, because I think it would help them understand that that the money is really vital to the future of the cotton industry in the state and in the nation.